Good morning. My name is Tim Cruz. I'm the district attorney here in Plymouth County. With me here today is Abington Police Chief Dave Majenski and Detective Lieutenant Lisa Buckley of the Plymouth County CPAC unit. At approximately 7:30 a.m. today, Abington Police received a 911 call by a family member for a report of a medical emergency at 135 Center Ave in Abington. Police responded along with the emergency medical personnel. And upon arrival, the police discovered the body of a 40-year-old woman, apparently deceased. After further investigation, police found the bodies of four other people, all of whom were from the same family. Three children, a twin 9-year-old boy and girl, an 11-year-old girl, and they also found the body of a 43-year-old man. As we speak right now, this remains an active and ongoing investigation. Preliminarily right now, all the deaths appear to be the result of gunshot wounds, and the medical examiner will be determining the manner and the cause of the deaths of all the individuals. Chief Majenski notified the Superintendent of Schools of Abington, Peter Schaefer, of this incident this morning, and grief counselors were going to be made available to the students. This appears to be an isolated incident. There is no current threat to public safety. That's all part of our investigation right now that we have. I think that when something like this, unimaginable like this happens, there's always going to be more questions than there are going to be answers. We're not identifying anybody as of yet because although we've spoken to some family members, there are other members of the family and next of kin who do not know of this as of yet. So therefore, we're not going to notify anybody as we speak, as we continue on. We're going to be in a position to answer very limited questions right now. The scene remains active and ongoing, this is a horrible, horrible event here for the town of Abington and for the children and the schools that reside here. So we'll answer the best questions as we can.
PA Cruz, did you, Chief, have you guys had problems with this home before? Has there been some developing domestic issues?
We're not aware of any ongoing domestic issues at this point. Once again, that's part of the investigation. We'll continue to look into that and see what we can find out, but there's nothing glaring out there right now that would lead you to believe something like this event could happen.
Is this a murder-suicide incident?
Well, that's going to be part of the investigation. Obviously, you know, the police are still at the scene right now. We're waiting for the ME to show up. Crime Scene Services has been there from the Mass State Police. So we're going to try to put it all together, but as we sit here right now, I think it's a fair statement to say that there is no threat to the public, and it appears to be just an incredibly terrible situation.
Did you find a gun at the scene?
That's part of the investigation, but we anticipate that we're going to find a weapon and or weapons.
In terms of the, you said that a family member had gone to the home, I believe.
Yeah.
Had the family not been in touch with you folks over a period of time? What led them to go to the home?
My understanding, normal proceedings, I think they were going to help with to get kids to school.
Are you able to say the relation that family member is? Is it a grandparent?
Yeah, we're not going to say at this point what that relationship is.
Have there been any police visits?
How did they get in? I mean, did they have a key? Is that how that works?
You know what? That's part of the investigation. It wouldn't surprise me if a family member had a key to the place, but that's going to be part of what we'll be looking into.
Have there been any police visits to that address in recent weeks, months, even years?
I don't believe there's ever been any police events.
No, as the DA said, there was no indication whatsoever, no previous calls that would certainly indicate any type of an issue going on at that household.
Can you give us a sense of where the bodies were actually found? One outside, one inside, was all contained into one apartment?
It's all within one condominium unit, is my understanding, one townhouse unit. But other than that, we're not going to get into the specifics because, once again, in order to preserve the integrity of the scene, the police have been waiting for other personnel to show up to do it in the right way. When we have a better idea, we'll be able to give more information.
And is it all one family unit?
Yes.
And do you know...
Mom, Dad, three children.
Do you have a time frame of when you believe this happened? Did this happen last night, you think? Did this happen this morning, do you think?
I think that's part of the investigation right now, but... we'll wait for the ME to make a determination as to the timing of the death.
Can you tell us, I mean, were the kids found in bed? Is that,
That's part of what we're looking into right now, is where the kids were actually located, where all the bodies are located. But they did find one adult downstairs.
Gina Cruz, can you tell us what the 911 call related to the dispatchers? Did they
I think that my understanding was is that, just speaking basically, was that there was some information that they made. The person found an individual bleeding, laying in a position at the, on a couch in the downstairs area, and they called the police.
Was it sort of like a wellness check that caused that individual to go to the condo?
No, I don't think so. I think it was there to pick up kids to go to school.
Can you confirm, the Abington police put out a statement naming the last name of the family. Can you confirm that?
I don't believe the Abington Police Department put out any such
thing. I'm sorry, the Abington Public School.
Oh, I'm not speaking for the Abington school system. I'm not going to confirm that. I don't think it's appropriate at this point to be putting the names out. Anybody's family, I think, should have the right to find out through professional individuals who are doing the investigation. I don't think they should find out through the media.
When was the last homicide in Abington?
The most recent
homicide in Abington?
Probably 10 years ago, Tassin area, I believe.
Can you sort of describe the magnitude of this, Chief, and what's going through your mind? An entire family gone?
It's
can you step to the mic just a little bit more so we can just catch you? Thank you, sir.
Certainly, it's a horrific circumstances, it's tragedy all the way around for the first responders, for the fire, for the police, for everyone responding. It's just a horrific event that nobody really should ever see. But unfortunately, it is.
You have mentioned that there was no indication that there was any problem with this family, and that was from a law enforcement point of view. I guess it hadn't gone to a home at all. How about speaking with other family members? Do you happen to know if this is something that this couple is having trouble with?
I think that's part of the investigation. Obviously, the police are already talking to family members that showed up at the scene, but I think there's more work to do regarding that and maybe provide a clearer picture for us as to what happened and why it happened.
At this point, you're not looking for anybody else?
No.
Was there anybody in that family that survived? Is that the whole family?
My understanding is that all the people that were in that building are all deceased.
And this happened, do you think, last night, but the call came in this morning? Can you just give a little timeline one more time for us?
The call came in at 7:30 a.m., I believe, from an individual who showed up, from a relative that showed up to take the kids to school and made the initial finding at that point. So as to what exactly led up to that, when was the last time they had conversations, that's part of what's the ongoing investigation right now.
Can you just describe the magnitude for you as you investigate this whole thing? It's just a lot, three children, mother and a father, gone.
I think it's a horrific event for the town of Abington and for the schools and for all the people. I feel bad for, the law enforcement personnel and the EMS that showed up. I think it's a very traumatic event for all of them also. And we need to make sure that we help the people that we can help. But for the most part, this is an incredibly terrible event. It is what it is. It's a crime. It's what it is. A crime occurred in that building. And three little children are gone forever as a result of this. When there are issues to be dealt with, they need to be dealt with in a different manner, obviously. And I just commend the police and the fire departments and the EMS that showed up there, and now they will have to deal. That's the tragedy. The tragedy is that these men and women that showed up there, that protect and serve, put their lives on the line, show up and see a terrible event like this and how it's changing, their lives. And they have a very difficult and challenging job already.
And can you give us a sense of what's happening at the school system? They're twins. Give us their ages one more time.
The twin children were 9 and the other child was 11.
So middle school and no school?
Yeah, I'm
and
not sure
how
the grades.
How are the schools handling this?
My understanding is that the schools have been notified and the schools are going to get grief counselors for the children.
Correct.
Do you know how long the family lived here in the Abington area?
I don't know.
It's got to be frustrating to you, the fact that there's nobody to go after. There's no justice in this case. Everybody's dead.
Everybody's dead, and there's not a lot of answers to a heck of a lot of questions. And people are going to wonder why does this happen? And I don't proclaim to have any answers to that. I just think this is a terrible event, and that obviously we need to try to do something and reach out to people that need help better than what's been going on.
You mentioned that a crime was committed, obviously. Are you aware that if either of the parents were licensed gun owners?
I am aware of that, but we're not going to release any information on that as of yet.
I don't know if you mentioned, are the folks from, are they longtime Abington residents?
I don't know the answer to that.
No, they are not.
And when the person arrived at the scene, there was someone they were already dead, or there was someone still alive bleeding?
You know, I don't think that person was in a position to make a determination whether what they discovered, an individual was alive or dead or not, which is why they called the police. So as to the exact time of death, I'm going to wait till the ME makes their determination through their autopsies to see what they can give us for the manner, the means, the time, the normal things that happen during the course of the investigations.
But when the police arrived, the woman's body was found first, and then the other bodies were found after in the same apartment?
They were in the same apartment, townhouse, I think is really what it is. And the downstairs with an upstairs.
Okay, and upstairs were the children?
That's what we're not getting into as of yet. We're gonna find out more about that. Okay.
When is the last time something like this happened? Has anything of this magnitude ever happened in this town or in the county?
I know that there was a terrible event that occurred in the city of Brockton a few years back. Similar situation, but whenever nobody's prepared for this, you're not prepared to get a phone call or that three little children's lives have been taken, and there's other terrible things that occur in an event. I don't think anybody's ever ready for that.
The first time for you, Chief, to see something of this magnitude in Abington.
Yes.
Could you? I don't know if you mentioned, Mr. David, but the children. Could you identify them through their gender? Were the twins, boy, girl?
The twins were a boy and girl, and the other child was a female.
And are these single gunshot wounds?
Once again, that's going to be part of the investigation, and we're going to find out the extent of the wounds that the people received.
Can you say what kind of weapon it was?
It's a firearm, but I think it's preliminary at this point to make a determination, anything more than that.
Thank you.
Good. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.